Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, coming before you, seeking to be an encouragement to you and to point the lost to Christ and to warn those who are out of Christ of the impending judgment, that the wrath of God abides on those who are not in the Lord. And the only way that a person can be in God's family is to have his faith and trust in Christ. I know there are many people who will say they don't care or what the Lord thinks, or they don't care that there is a God. But God in his mercy is still providing for you and giving to such a person the air to breathe and the life that they have. God is giving that because God is a merciful God. He made man, and he is not willing that any should perish. And that's why he waits long for these to repent, to come to know Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. There will be a host of people in heaven there because of having died in infancy. There will be a host of those in heaven because of having died as martyrs for the faith. There will be a host of people in heaven because of having lived a long life and the Lord brought them to a full day and full years. And they exited this life into the presence of the Lord. And then there will be those in heaven who are there because of a changed body through the rapture, great catching away by the Lord. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. That's what the Lord has said. And the Lord will bring all of those together from the east and the west and the north and the south. And we'll all be in the presence of the Lord. But those who reject Christ, you need to hear this warning. The Lord would have you to be saved. Whether you care not about him or not, he cares about you and he loves you. And he would have you to put your faith in Christ, to repent of your sins, receive the gospel, and be born again. The Lord would have you to be saved. So won't you trust Christ today as your personal Lord and Savior? Also, I say that there are people who do care what the Lord thinks of them, and there are many, many Christians who rarely think about what the Lord thinks of their actions. They will do things and say things and know that the things are out of place or out of character for a Christian or not of Christ and not becoming of one who is in the Lord, and that they seek not to make things right. You know, as long as we're in this life, we will have to make apologies because we will say things that are not good, not right. We yield to temptation to respond to the pressures of the world, responding in the flesh and in the old, according to the old nature. And the Lord is a merciful God to us. So we must judge our sin and name our sin for what it is, call it by its name, so that we shall have the blessings of the Lord upon us, the blessings being that we have his presence. One day I was telling a young girl this need for living in sin, and she said she didn't have to break away from her sin in order for the Lord to bless her. And what she was thinking of is this, that if she had a job and income and people around her who loved her, that she was blessed. But what I am speaking of, to have the sense of God's presence, that's a blessing, to know that we have him. We do not seek material things. Material things can be taken from us, but to have him and to have his presence. We pray that this will be the case with you. Heavenly Father, we pray for many today to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to enter into his presence, and to know of the blessings he gives. Bless this program and this preacher for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please turn to the book of Genesis chapter 21, and we want to again take up where we left off, looking in Genesis 21 at the where Hagar has gone from the presence of Sarah and Abraham. And Abraham had given to them food for a day, I suppose. Verse 14, Abraham rose up early in the morning. He took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under the shrubs. And now keep in mind that this young man is not an infant, not a little baby, because you remember the conditions that spawned this particular severance, this break here, that the older son, Ishmael, was aggravating, picking with and mocking the child, Isaac. And so Hagar has to go away with her son. He's probably between the ages of 16 and, let's say, 19 or so when he goes. And he is still under his mother's authority at this time. Abraham was his father, and Abraham sent them away. And they go away with only a bottle of water into the wilderness. Verse 16, and she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. And that, of course, is the indication that these people in the scripture were just normal people, just like you and I are, even though they are recorded in the holy word of God, which is eternal and which will never be taken away. And when she sat down, she wept. She lifted up her voice and wept. This is an indication of her faith that she had learned from Abraham. To whom would she talk when she lifted up her voice? In verse 17, God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. So again, you are reminded of the fact that when you think that things around you are brought to a sad end, though you see not the Lord, though you do not sense his presence, you can call out to him, demonstrate your faith in him, and watch him work and show his mercy. And the words are very comforting words. Fear not, for what was it that had brought her to this place to where she would cry out and did cry out? Fear for what was going to happen to her child, to her son. That's why she cried out and lifted up her voice. Fear not. What comforting words. The author of the words, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Now, there are many mothers today who know not where their son is. Your prayer can be like it was, like Hagar's prayer was. Cry out to the Lord. Lift up your voice unto God, for God knows where the man is. He knows where the lad is. It can be a husband who has wandered away and abandoned his family. And that happens. It's so sad that men would do this, would wander away from their families. I pray that these will be brought back to a place where the Lord will show these that he has heard their prayer. And then verse 18, arise, lift up the lad. She had lifted up her voice. Now she has hope. Lift up the lad, encourage him, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. Here is a promise to the seed of Hagar through Abraham, because the Lord had already said, because he is thy seed, Abraham, verse 13. So the reason why the Lord was blessing Ishmael was because Ishmael was the seed of Abraham. And verse 19, and God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. Now, you cannot see unless the Lord opens your eyes. There are many who are trying, who are stumbling along in a barren desert. The Lord is very much aware of where you are, but you've not lifted up your voice unto Him about where you are and about how things are with you. And so you wander aimlessly along. If you will lift up your voice to the Lord, look to the mercies of God. I was looking in the book of Habakkuk just a moment ago in chapter 2, that the Lord in His wrath would remember mercy. The Lord in this time, when this woman was going through a very difficult time in her life, the Lord showed her mercy. He opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. Remember, she had gone out with a bottle of water. And now she is going to be blessed with a whole well full of water. You will not exhaust God's resources. You will not come to the place to where He will tell you that He has to turn you over to somebody else for their help. No, the Lord has more than enough. He has more than enough. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. So the Lord has His hand upon him, and he grows, and he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. Now, where was she from? She was from Egypt. Where was Abraham from? He was out of the Ur of the Chaldees. Where will a mother direct her children to? To that which she feels comfortable with, to that which she knows. Now, that is one of the reasons why you can understand and you can see clearly why it is not right, not wise, it is not biblical for the saved to marry the unsaved. The unsaved will go for the things of the world and give counsel toward the world. If a person is a backslidden person, you marry one who is out of fellowship with God, they will direct everything that they have back away from God to the world. If you are not rightly related to the Lord, then all that you know is the land of Egypt, which is the Bible, and the Bible is portraying as a type of sin. So here she is, she goes and finds a wife for her son out of the land of Egypt. And that's all she knows. That's what she knows best. And this is what she will direct and counsel her son to do. I ask you today, have you come to a place to where you want the Lord's way in your life, and you want all that God has for you, and you're willing to leave behind the things that you've left for Him, or do you go back to them when the trials are heavy upon you? Sometimes people were saved out of a life of alcohol, of alcohol or drugs, or saved out of a licentious life, living a loose life. And when trials come, they go back to those things. No, don't go back. Go forward for God. The Lord has a well of water there for you, and He would have you. He's shown you that He can provide. Heavenly Father, we ask for Thy blessings again upon the message, upon these who have heard and who will hear. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. I invite you to join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.